This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri Respondent versus David Thompson Appellant, decided April 22, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, State of Missouri, Nome ED112699. Respondent, appeal from the Circuit Court of the City of St. Louis versus. Cause num 2322CR063801. David Thompson, Honorable Madeline O. Connolly, Appellant. Filed April 22, 2025. Opinion David Thompson, appeals from the trial court's judgment following a jury verdict convicting him on one count of the Class E felony of abandonment of a corpse, for which he was sentenced to 30 days in prison and a $400 fine. Thompson raises 2 points on appeal. Thompson first challenges the sufficiency of the evidence. Specifically, he argues the state did not prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Thompson failed to properly report the location of the body to law enforcement, as required by FRARFA 194.425.101 due to Thompson's 911 call. Second, Thompson contends the trial court erred in sustaining the state's motion to reconsider his request to have the grand jurors attend the trial. Under paragraph 540.300, Thompson argues justice required allowing the grand jurors to watch the trial and attest to whether the law enforcement officer omitted that Thompson called 911 when testifying before the grand jury for purposes of one all statutory references are to RSMO 2016. 2. Impeaching the officer's trial testimony and as substantive evidence. Because Thompson has not provided us with a sufficient record by submitting an incomplete trial transcript, we must dismiss the appeal. Discussion. The record on appeal shall contain all of the record, proceedings, and evidence necessary to the determination of all questions to be presented by either appellant or respondent to the appellate court for decision. Rule 3004A. 2. The record on appeal is divided into two components, the legal file and the transcript. ID. The form, content, and filing of the transcript shall conform to Rule 8112, Rule 3004C, 2. Regarding what matters must be included in the transcript shall contain the portions of the proceedings and evidence not previously reduced to written form and necessary to determination of the issues on appeal, Rule 8112C, 2. Thompson bears the responsibility for ensuring this court receives the complete record of the underlying proceedings necessary to resolve the issues raised on appeal, which includes a transcript of any relevant proceeding. State versus Hinton, 561 SW 3D 433 434, Moap WD 2018, citing State versus Sumowski, 794 SW 2D 643 646, Mobank 1990, Rule 30.04C. City of St. Louis v's Hill, 488 SW 3D 156 160, and Monad Appiner ED 2016, internal citations omitted. Where an appellant's failure to file a complete record on appeal results in an appellate court being unable to give meaningful review to his claims of error, his appeal will be dismissed. Hill, 488 SW 3D 160, internal citations omitted. Thompson filed only a portion of the transcript in this case, along with a recording of the 911 call. The filed portion includes only argument by counsel and sentencing. It includes no two-all rule references are to Mo, subset rules, 2025, three testimony adduced at trial. Had we been provided with a transcript of the trial, we would be able to evaluate Thompson's claim that the state adduced insufficient evidence to support his conviction. See Hinton, 561 SW 3D 434, dismissing an appeal challenging the sufficiency of the evidence for failure to submit the trial transcript. Regarding Thompson's second point relied on, we find our review fatally impaired by the lack of a trial transcript, inasmuch as we cannot assess from the limited record whether justice required granting Thompson's request to have the grand jurors attend the trial. See State v. McGee, 757 SW 2D 321 326, M.O. Appen W.D. 1988, citing paragraph 540,300. We cannot evaluate a claim as to the substance and impeachment value relating to the officer's trial testimony without the record of that testimony. A record of argument by counsel that refers to that testimony is insufficient. See Hill, 488 SW 3D at 160, 61, dismissing an appeal challenging, among other things, whether the circuit court erred in denying an opportunity to present evidence at the trial de novo in support of affirmative defenses, and whether the ordinance at issue was properly introduced at that trial because the appellant failed to submit the trial de novo transcript. State v. Hackler, 122, SW3D 132, 13536, MOAP SD 2003. Finding a movant's failure to attach a transcript of the plea hearing impaired meaningful review of an alleged error with